Hi everyone, welcome back. This is Bob Camardello, your host at Boxcar 711 Old Time Radio Pod. And you're about to hear another episode from that golden age of radio. Don't forget, gang, I'm just an email away, boxcar711@hotmail.com.
Around the internet, around the world, broadcasting from Philadelphia, this is another Camardello production.
Where'd she come from?
Well, I...
Never mind.
We're hitting the road, oh, we're getting away from it all.
Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Betty Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 8-year-old Norma Jean Nilsson, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharbin. This is Del Sharbin calling the class to order for a moment to ask a question. You mothers with school day lunches to plan, have you found out what grand meals you can build around Campbell's vegetable soup? You serve it with maybe sandwiches, milk, and fruit, and there's a well-balanced lunch for those youngsters. And how they go for this hearty, substantial soup. All those garden vegetables and that rich beef stock. Good. It sure has what young appetites are after. Yes, Campbell's vegetable soup is brimful of the nourishment that young folks need. For lunch tomorrow, how about it, Mother? Well, folks, let's imagine that we've turned our clocks back 24 hours, and it's now yesterday, which was Election Day. Naturally, since he's running for the office of commissioner, the election is pretty important to Jack Carson.
Give me 5 minutes more. Well, today's the big day, Treacher. November 5th, the election day. This time tomorrow, you may be calling me commissioner.
Yes, I wouldn't count on that too much, sir. You know, oftentimes people say that they're going to vote for you and they don't.
Well, that's why I took the trouble to call people up. Called Dennis Morgan, Edward Arnold, Betty Davis, Errol Flynn. Let's see, did I phone Lauren Bacall?
Yes, sir. You called 4 times and hung up each time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll call again. Maybe this time Humphrey won't answer.
Uncle Jack, you're not scared of Humphrey Bogart, are you?
Scared? Of course not. I'll phone right now. He's not so tough. Take away his snarling voice and all those guns, and what's he got left?
A right cross and an uppercut to the chin.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll call up Margaret O'Brien. That's kind of silly, though. She's not old enough to vote. Anyway, this election will be a landslide. The people will see my name on the ballot, and they'll probably jump at the chance.
Which way?
Preacher, I'm surprised at you. Do you really think the president or Commissioner O'Toole is a better man for the job than I am?
Well, sir, it's just that he's a politician and has more of a political brain.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, well, sir, let's face it, you're an actor.
Well, yeah, but I'll bet Uncle Jack's got more brains than all the other actors put together.
How true.
But even so...
Oh, I see what you mean. It still doesn't give him much of a chance, does it?
Tugwell, please don't defend me anymore. I'm not worried about the election. Oh, that reminds me. I'd better get on down to Miss Ryan's bookstore and make sure that she gets all the women in her club out to vote. Then I'll go over to the polls myself.
Gee, I sure wish I was old enough, Uncle Jack. I'd sure vote against that O'Toole guy.
Oh, thank you, Tugwell. I think I can say without fear of contradiction that O'Toole is unworthy of support. All he does is make promises. If there's anything I can't stand, it's a man who doesn't keep a promise.
Hey, that reminds me, Uncle Jack. You still owe me $3 for those election handbills I printed on my printing press.
$3? Didn't I pay you that?
No, you just promised.
Oh. Well, have I ever broken my word to you? Did I go back on my promise to get you a bicycle?
Well, no, but it takes so long.
Well, it's only because I'm buying it in the installment plan, and they send it piece by piece. Just yesterday, you got the handlebars.
Well, yeah, but it hasn't got any seats.
Well, I don't think that's such a problem.
Oh, no? Did you ever try to ride any place sitting on the sprocket?
Tugwell, we'll talk about it later. I better get started now if I'm going to stop in and see Miss Ryan.
Well, you've got plenty of time, sir. The polls don't close until 7 o'clock this evening.
Well, I like to be early on these things.
As long as you're going to Miss Ryan's knick-knack-nook, I'll go along, sir. I have a book I want returned.
Yeah. You know, Tracy, we've certainly got nice weather for the election, haven't we? Just want to get the people down to the polls to vote for me.
Yes, sir. By the way, I meant to ask you, did Governor Warren endorse you?
Endorse me? No, and I can't understand it. He knows me very well, and yet he didn't say a word about me.
It's nice of the old boy to keep his mouth shut, wasn't it?
Listen, after the votes are counted tonight, you'll be singing a different tune. Miss Ryan has four women's clubs behind me. And speaking, Miss Ryan, I was just thinking the other day, Treacher, well, you and she could have a lot in common. What I mean is, you don't want to be a bachelor all your life, do you?
I'm afraid I don't follow you, sir.
Oh, come, Treacher. You could find lots of women who are less attractive than Miss Ryan.
Where?
Treacher, I'm serious about this. Miss Ryan is a very nice woman.
Undoubtedly, sir, but my taste runs more to the glamorous type.
Glamorous type? Believe me, a woman can have something besides a pretty face and a beautiful eyes and a gorgeous figure. I can't think what it is right now, but it's something. Think over what I said, Richard. Well, here we are. Let's go in. Hello, Miss Ryan.
Oh, hello, Mr. Carson. Hello, Mr. Treacher.
How do you do?
And how are you on this bright, crisp election morning?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as could be expected.
Oh.
I don't know whatever happened to the vitality I used to have.
Oh, Miss Ryan, isn't it possible that you just imagine those things? Why, a woman like you ought to wake up in the morning and just fling herself out of bed.
Well, I used to when I was a girl, but now it seems like I'm all flung out. But I guess everybody does get older.
Yes. Well, I came down here today.
Sometimes I think we're all sort of like automobiles. We can't always stay a new model. As time goes by, we get a little run down.
Yes. Well, I came down here today.
And you know that describes me perfectly. I feel just like a second-hand car.
Well, now that you mention it, you do slope a little around the baggage rack. But I really came down...
Wouldn't get much of a trade-in from Madman Munt Switcher.
That's enough about that. Miss Ryan, I only wanted to remind you to vote.
Oh, I know. I'm going to vote, too, if I have time.
If you have time?
Yes. You see, I bought something down at the May Company, and I have to exchange it. And if I do that, I may not be able to get back to the polls.
May not be able to, but you've got to vote. I'll tell you what, Miss Ryan. Whatever it is, I'll take it down for you.
Oh, that would be wonderful, if it wouldn't be too much trouble.
Oh, no, not at all. You can't leave your shop here, and I've got plenty of time.
Fine. Here's the package.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
You don't even have to unwrap it. Just take it back and ask for one size larger.
Mm-hmm. Where shall I take it?
The lingerie counter.
The lingerie... Well, okay, Miss Ryan, give me the package. Now, don't you worry about a thing. I'll exchange it, and you vote, and tell your women friends not to forget me.
I will.
Okay, so long. So long, Treacher. Well, it's almost noon now. Probably won't take me longer than a half an hour at the May Company. I'll still have plenty of time to get to my precinct afterwards. Ah, here's Norma Jean's house. Now, what do you know? They just had their fence painted. The sign says, wet paint. They shouldn't have put that sign on it. Some simpleton will come along and put his hands on it to see if it's still wet. Looks to me like it's dry already. Oh, well, I can always keep that hand in my pocket. Say, I wonder what Miss Ryan is sending back to the store. Doesn't seem to be very heavy.
Hello, Mr. Carson.
Well, hello there, Norma Jean. What are you doing there in the window?
I'm home all alone. My mother has gone to vote.
Oh, that's fine. Is she going to vote for me?
I don't think so.
Here she isn't. Norma Jean, didn't you talk to her? Why didn't you tell her what I told you to tell the kids at school? That I'm sincere and upright and reliable, and absolutely above reproach.
I did, and my mother said that's all right for the kids at school. But we live right next door to you.
Well, your mother's probably still upset about that time when I kept your lawnmower so long. But how about the kids at school? Did you keep up the campaign to get me elected like I told you to?
Oh, sure. And yesterday we got organized. All the kids at school went home and told their parents if they didn't vote for you, they were going to go on a sit-down strike.
Well, did the kids do it?
They tried to, but now most of them can't sit down.
Well, thanks for trying anyway, honey. When is your mother coming back?
In a couple of hours, but I'm not lonesome.
You're not? What do you do when you're alone in the house?
Well, if I'm sure my mother will be away for a while, I try on some of her clothes.
Oh, you do, huh?
It's nothing to smile about. When I put on her earrings and her high heels, you wouldn't know me.
I bet I wouldn't. Then what do you do?
Oh, then I call up older fellas on the telephone.
They can't see how you're dressed over the telephone.
I know, but I always use my Ingrid Bergman voice. Then I make a date to meet them on the corner. But, of course, I never go.
Oh, and do you really fool some of the fellas into waiting on the corner for a beautiful girl to show up?
Oh, sure. Don't you remember the night you waited 3 hours at Hollywood and Vine?
I thought it was funny that Ingrid said to meet her at the Owl Drug Bubblegum counter.
Actually, I'm supposed to be practicing my music lesson. I've got a new piece on the piano, but I'm stuck. Can you come in and help me with it?
Well, I'd love, Tony, but I'm going to exchange this package for Miss Ryan. I want to get down to vote, too.
Well, you can spare a minute, can't you?
Oh, well, I suppose so. Open the door and I'll be right in.
Here's the music, Mr. Carson.
I know this. It's from that new Walt Disney picture.
Yes, it's got a funny title, hasn't it? How do you say it?
Zippity-doo-dah. Put on the piano, I'll show you how it goes. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Oh, I see how it goes now.
Well, okay, let's start at the beginning then.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Plenty of sunshine heading my way.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling.
Wonderful day. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's the truth, it's dandy.
Makes you feel like chocolate candy. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Yes, it's a wonderful day.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a really catchy tune. Uh-oh, somebody at the door. Maybe it's your mother. Come in.
Hello there, folks.
My, what a low voice you have, Mother.
Oh, it's Mr. Charbit.
Yes, I was just going by, and I heard you singing that new song. But, say, I don't think you had the words just right.
What do you mean, Del? The words are written there right in the music.
Yes, but you were singing Zip-a-dee-a, and it's supposed to be Zip-a-dee-doop.
Zip-a-dee-doop?
Yes, yes. Play it again, and I'll show you. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doop. Folks all like Campbell's vegetable soup.
Uh-huh, now I understand the whole thing. It's a plot.
Well, here, you can all sing, too. I got the special words right here.
Boy, what I don't do to hold my job. Okay, I'll look over your shoulder now.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Zippity-doop.
Folks all like Campbell's vegetable soup. Say it's almost a meal in itself. Keep it on hand on your kitchen shelf.
with those peas and corn and celery.
And red ripe tomato. Wait a minute, Del. I refuse to sing this next line.
Why?
Well, first you say, and red ripe tomato, and then look at the word you rhyme with tomato.
Well, it's a perfectly good word. Go ahead and sing it.
You mean it's all right?
Sure.
Okay. And red ripe tomato, won't you come and fill up your plate-o? Some rhyme.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo.
Better get Campbell's vegetable soup.
Get that Campbell's vegetable soup today.
Thought it was well, Jack, but I have to run along. I'm going down to the polls and cast my vote. So long.
Now that Dell is some voter. If he had his way, all the ballots would be printed on red and white labels, I'll bet you.
Now the magic music of Freddie Martin with Stuart Wade and the Martin Men on the boardwalk in Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, we will walk in a dream. On the boardwalk in Atlantic City, life will be peaches and cream.
There where the saltwater air brings out a lady's charm. There on a rolling chair, she'll roll right into your arms.
Cinderella, you will find your fella, someone that you've waited for.
Waited for in romantic and chantic Atlantic City, down on the old New Jersey shore.
Nice of you to take me along with you, Mr. Carson.
Well, I know it was pretty dull for you staying at home alone. Gee, we've been standing on this corner for 10 minutes. Those buses are always late when you want one. Now, when I get elected commissioner, I'll change that.
Mr. Carson, after you take this package back to the store for Miss Ryan, can I go with you when you vote?
Well, sure, honey. That's one of the reasons I brought you along. I wanted you to see how democracy works on election day.
We've been studying it in school, and there's one thing the teacher didn't make very clear.
Well, those teachers don't know everything. What is it? And I'll explain it to you.
What's the difference between a majority and a plurality?
Majority and plurality, yes. Well, a majority is when... Well, that's a big bunch of people. It's lots more people than if it wasn't the majority. Okay? And plurality.
Plurality.
Yes, plurality, of course. Well, that's... plurality is very plural. It's a thing that's... it's kind of like if... What in heaven's name is keeping that bus?
I think it's coming now.
Yes, about time. And Norma Jean, remember, when we get on the bus, don't forget.
I know. I'm supposed to smile at the bus driver.
That's right.
Because when I frown, I look older and you have to pay the whole fare.
It isn't that at all, Norma Jean. It's just that a smile pays dividends. Well, it's almost 2 o'clock and it's just a short trip to the store. I'll still have plenty of time to vote. Now, this is a big department store, honey, so hang on to my hand. I don't want you to get lost.
How long are we going to be here?
Oh, not over 5 or 10 minutes. All I have to do is exchange this package for Miss Ryan. I'll ask the girl at this information desk. Pardon me, miss. I'd like to return something that...
Keep your shirt on, big boy. There are other ahead of you.
Well, yes, I realize that,
well,
but
take
all...
Take your time. You ain't the only clam on Pismo Beach, you know.
Miss...
Yes, madam. Novelties and notions are on the third floor. Now, what was it you wanted?
Well, miss, I've got a package that...
Pardon me.
Somebody...
Information desk, Miss Knobble speaking. Oh, hello, Marybelle. No, I ain't busy. Go ahead and talk.
Miss, could you tell me where I...
What was that, Marybelle? Oh, you had a date last night with your new fella from Glendale.
Miss.
Oh, you didn't go up to the Palladium after all. You just went up and parked on Lookout Mountain?
Miss.
Did he get fresh with you? He didn't? Then he ain't from Glendale.
Miss, all I want to know is where
I have to hang up now, Marybelle. What? Somebody's bothering me. I don't know. Some knucklehead. I'll call you back.
Look, miss, first of all, I am not a knucklehead. You don't happen to know who I am?
Yeah, Jack Carson.
Well. Wow.
The Warner Brothers burden.
Now, see here, Miss...
Knobble's the name.
All right, Knobble. Miss Knobble, I just came in here to exchange a package.
Have you got the credit slip with you?
Yes, I have.
Well, then it's very simple. Just fill out Form 2B46W. Here it is. And after you fill it out, just take it right through that door there to Mr. Robinson.
Mr. Robinson, thank you. Come on, Norma Jean, I'll fill it out over here at this desk. Mr. Robinson?
Yeah?
I've been waiting a half an hour to see you. I can't spend the whole day in your store. I got to get out to the polls and vote.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. Is this the form you filled out?
Yes.
Let me take a look at it. Seems to be in order. Name, address, occupation. Well, so you never finished high school, huh?
I did too finish high school. What's this got to do with it?
Well, we have to know all about you when you're applying for a job.
Job? Look, Mr. Robinson, I do not want to work. I'm an actor.
Well, I guess that is the best way to get out of working.
Mr. Robinson, I only want to exchange a package at the lingerie counter.
Lingerie counter?
Yes.
Why, you filled out the wrong form. Now, you go back to Miss Knobble and ask for form J374.
Uh-huh.
And when you fill it in, just take it to lingerie and ask for our Mr. Tittlebach.
Tittlebach? Okay.
Mr. Carson, is it going to take much longer?
Oh, I hope not, or I'll never get to vote. It's after 4 now. I think this is the right counter. Oh, here comes the man. Are you Mr. Tittlebach?
Yes.
I would have known him any place. This is the lingerie counter, isn't it?
Certainly. Do you think all these things blew in here from somebody's clothesline?
Well, no. I have a package here I'd like to exchange.
All right. Let's see what it is.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a corset.
Yes. It is a, pardon me, Norma Jean, corset, isn't it? I like one size large.
What happened? Did you gain some weight?
No. It's not my corset.
No, he's exchanging it for Miss Ryan.
That's right. It's for a Miss Irene Ryan. This is her, foundation garment.
How's she holding up her stockings in the meantime? Clutching at them with both hands?
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm in a hurry. I'm not even interested in this, article.
Please do not refer to our merchandise by that term. This corset happens to be our super-duper number. It's our no-squeeze, 15-way stretch. You breathe in on me, and I'll tighten up on you, boss.
That's very enlightening, but will you please just exchange it?
Well, what's the reason this Miss Ryan is not satisfied with the garment?
Well, how do I know? It's probably just too small for her.
That's just a supposition on your part, and hey, I
look,
don't...
Mr. Tittlebot, can I get a word in edgewise, please?
Oh, that's an idea. Has she tried to get into it edgewise?
Mr. Tittlebot, will you please just give me another garment that's a size larger? I'm in a hurry.
Well, we can exchange it, but we're all out of this particular brand. You'll have to take our cheaper style, our CBS model.
CBS?
Yes, can't be seated.
Okay, give me that one. Then.
Fine, now you wait here and I'll pop right over to... Oops! What do you know, it's 5 o'clock.
What about it?
I quit at 5.
You quit? Oh, for Pete's sake, give me the corset and I'll bring it back tomorrow. And when I do, I'll talk to the manager and we'll see if you're still working here.
Oh, poo.
Come on, Norma Jean, we've still got a long trip ahead of us.
Gee, Mr. Carson, you've been standing in line for over an hour.
Well, I can't help it, honey. All those other people came down to vote, too. They got here ahead of me.
But it's getting dark outside. It's almost 7 o'clock.
Well, there's only one person ahead of me now. Gee, he's been in that voting booth for 10 minutes.
Why didn't you tell him to hurry up?
Well, you're not supposed to talk to anyone when he's voting, but I think I will anyway. I've had enough of this. Look, mister, if you don't mind...
Yes, what is it?
Oh, it's you again, eh, Tittlebuck? Listen, will you hurry up? I'd like to get in here and vote myself. You've been taking entirely too long.
Oh, why don't you go someplace and try on your corset?
You realize what time it is? I may not get a chance to...
Stamp. There, I'm all finished.
It's about time. Thank you. Now, here's my ballot. Let's see. Amendment number one. What's that?
Everybody out of the polling place. No voting after 7 o'clock.
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm not finished yet.
Sorry, it's a state law. 7 o'clock, outside.
Well, you can't do this to me. I'm an American citizen. I've got a right to report you to President Truman. So, that's how it happened, Treacher. My ballot didn't count.
Most unfortunate, sir.
Well, maybe it won't matter after all, Uncle Jack. The election results on the radio so far have been pretty much in your favor.
Yeah, I'll probably win hands down anyway.
Folks, here's the news you've been waiting for. The final tally of the voting for Commissioner of North Hollywood.
Quiet, everybody.
For Carson, 1,200. For O'Toole, 1,201. O'Toole is elected by one vote.
How do you like that? If I could have voted, at least it would have been a tie.
Gee, Uncle Jack, you mean you would have voted for yourself?
Well, of course I would have voted for myself.
But Mr. Carson, from time immemorial, it's been the custom in politics to vote for your opponent. You know, as a gesture of sportsmanship.
Preacher, I'm supposed to vote for the man that I think is best. Sportsmanship has nothing to do with it.
And here's a late one, folks. Commissioner O'Toole has just made an announcement. He says that in line with his policy of no secrets, he is going to make his ballot public. And here it is.
This should be interesting.
On amendments 22, 28, 31, and 44, O'Toole voted no. And for the office of commissioner, O'Toole voted for O'Toole.
Gee, Uncle Jack, he voted for himself.
Yeah. Of all the low-down, double-crossing, unsportsmanlike tricks, that proves everything I've ever said about him.
Jack Carson will be back in just a moment. You know, it makes me hungry just to talk about Campbell's vegetable soup, the good things that go into it, and the careful, thorough way it's made. Campbell starts with a fine beef stock, full-bodied and nourishing. Into this stock, they put no less than 15 different vegetables. That's right, 15. More than a home cook would ever dream of using. Sweet golden corn and lima beans, tender green peas and luscious tomatoes, crisp celery and plump carrots. Everyone adding its own special nourishment and flavor. Mmm, good. Well, that's Campbell's vegetable soup. So good, in fact, that home cooks everywhere say it tastes every bit as delicious as their best homemade kind. Does it sound good to you? Make you hungry for a bowl full?
Then why not try it? These brisk November days, you'll want to build lots of meals round big, tempting bowls of Campbell's vegetable soup.
Mmm, good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
Well, that's all tonight, folks. Be back with us again next time. Next Wednesday, same time. You know, that's one day I look forward to. Good night now.
Good.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.